You are hearing FinTeeDo podcast. UAE FTA's guide on qualifying group relief for seamless corporate asset transfers. On April 4, 2024, the Federal Tax Authority FTA in the United Arab Emirates released a corporate tax guide on qualifying group relief. The guide introduces a framework enabling tax-neutral transfers of assets or liabilities within a qualifying group, ensuring seamless transactions devoid of immediate tax implications. Key elements such as the qualifying group criteria, election and clawback provisions, compliance and interaction requirements, and asset eligibility and ownership conditions are meticulously outlined. Moreover, the overview delves into intricate aspects like the treatment of exchange transactions, net book value calculation, and consequences of transfer cessation. The article also highlights the importance of tax authority oversight and the evolving nature of guidance development expectations, underscoring the significance of strict adherence to eligibility criteria and ongoing monitoring. With practical insights provided on various scenarios and considerations, this guide equips stakeholders with essential knowledge for navigating the complexities of group relief regulations effectively. The key takeaways have been outlined below. 1. Facilitating tax-neutral transfers. Qualifying group relief under the UAE corporate tax law allows for tax-neutral asset or liability transfers between taxable persons within a qualifying group. This relief ensures that such transfers occur without immediate tax implications. 2. Qualifying group criteria. Entities must meet specific criteria to qualify for group relief. These include being juridical persons subject to UAE tax, with at least 75% direct-indirect ownership between the transferor and transferee. Additionally, they must share the same financial year-end and adhere to identical accounting standards. 3. Election and clawback provisions. Upon meeting the eligibility criteria, the transferor can elect for relief. If elected, the asset liability is transferred at its net book value, avoiding immediate tax. However, relief is subject to clawback if the asset liability is transferred outside the qualifying group within 2 years or if the transferor and transferee cease to be group members. Clawback involves including any previously untaxed gains losses in the transferor's taxable income, with potential adjustments in the transferee's income. 4. Compliance and interaction. Compliance requirements include the transferor's election and careful record keeping by both parties. Furthermore, the relief interacts with business restructuring relief and transitional relief rules, ensuring ownership continuity without triggering transitional relief disposal treatment. 5. Asset eligibility and ownership. The relief applies to longer-term assets held on capital account, typically recorded on the balance sheet. It's important to note that current assets like inventory are excluded. Additionally, the ownership condition allows indirect ownership through a chain of companies, with ownership calculated based on paid-up capital percentages. 6. Treatment of exchange transactions. Exchange transactions between members are treated separately, meaning both parties can potentially qualify for relief in such transactions. 7. Net book value calculation. The net book value used for no gain loss transfers is the amount after deducting any accumulated depreciation amortization in financial statements. 8. Transferees' annual adjustments. Transferees must adjust taxable income annually to exclude depreciation relating to untaxed gains, even on subsequent transfers within the group. 9. Exclusion of additional members. Importantly, clawback is not triggered by additional members joining the group or new shareholders acquiring the transferor-transferee together. 10. Consequences of transfer cessation. If the transferor ceases to exist after transferring assets, any resulting gain loss would be attributed to the transferee on a clawback. 11. Subsequent transfer eligibility. Subsequent intragroup transfers are eligible for relief as long as the original transferer and any intermediate transferees remain in the group. 12. Application of transitional relief. Transferees can benefit from transitional relief rules applying the original transferer's ownership period to assets, even if electing relief themselves. 13. Irrevocable election considerations. Choosing relief is irrevocable without approval, but an invalid election due to non-compliance can be rectified in later periods if conditions are met. 14. Effects of accounting changes. Changing accounting standards or financial year can break the group, triggering a clawback unless approval is obtained to change the period. 15. Treatment of losses. It's important to note that losses cannot be transferred, and only general loss relief rules would apply between group members. 16. Realization basis elections. Realization basis elections apply normally, but group transfers are not realization events for excluded gains. 17. Clawbacks functionality. Clawbacks function on an asset-by-asset basis, and each transfer within an exchange transaction must be evaluated independently for relief eligibility and clawback triggers. 18. Record-keeping requirements. Record-keeping must evidence transfer values, elections, and adjustments made. This ensures transparency and compliance with regulatory requirements. 19. Small business relief and free zone entities. Small business relief residents cannot use group relief, but free zone entities meeting taxable criteria can participate. 20. Ownership percentage calculation. Ownership percentages are calculated based on capital contributions rather than profit voting rights, which could differ. 21. Group testing at subsequent transfer times. The group must be tested at subsequent transfer times rather than original formation. This ensures ongoing compliance with group relief criteria. 22. Tax authority oversight. Tax authorities can deem an invalid election made if conditions were not actually met. This underscores the importance of strict adherence to eligibility criteria. 23. Guidance development expectations. Updates are expected as guidelines develop further on concepts like common control and availability for disregarded entities. This indicates the evolving nature of group relief regulations and the need for ongoing monitoring. 24. Formation of groups. Groups can form through indirect ownership chains, but intermediate companies don't need to be taxable themselves. This allows for flexibility in group structure. 25. Transitional relief ownership continuity. Transitional relief ownership continuity includes prior group member periods for time-based exclusions, ensuring consistency in relief application. 26. Relief stacking and clawback triggers. Relief may stack with restructuring relief for business transfers, but a clawback triggers both relief's disapplication. This highlights the interconnectedness of different relief provisions. 27. Depreciation adjustments. Depreciation adjustments prevent double claiming relief amounts at realization for transferees, ensuring fair and accurate tax treatment. 28. Clawbacks assessment. Clawbacks assess the original transfer, not intervening revaluations, so historical values apply. This ensures consistency and fairness in clawback calculations. 29. Exchange transaction treatment. Exchange transactions are viewed as dual transfers assessed separately for compliance, preventing manipulation or abuse of relief provisions. 30. Documentation necessity. Documentation for multi-year transfers and exchanges must evidence all values and intragroup movement over time. This ensures transparency and facilitates audit trail creation for regulatory compliance. In conclusion, the release of the Corporate Tax Guide on Qualifying Group Relief by the Federal Tax Authority FTA in the United Arab Emirates marks a significant milestone in facilitating tax-neutral transfers within qualifying groups. The comprehensive framework outlined in the guide provides clarity on key criteria, election provisions, compliance requirements, and interaction aspects, ensuring that stakeholders can navigate group relief regulations effectively. By emphasizing the importance of tax authority oversight and the evolving nature of guidance development expectations, the guide underscores the necessity for strict adherence to eligibility criteria and ongoing monitoring. It equips taxpayers with essential knowledge and practical insights for optimizing tax efficiency while maintaining compliance and transparency. With detailed explanations on various scenarios, asset eligibility, ownership conditions, and clawback provisions, the guide serves as a valuable resource for businesses, tax professionals, and regulatory authorities alike. It not only streamlines the process of tax-neutral transfers but also promotes fair and accurate tax treatment, contributing to a robust and efficient tax ecosystem in the UAE. Stay tuned for more FinTeDo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.